The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
It's 8:50 and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Be sure to join us this evening at the Champaign County Farm Bureau Auditorium for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. No advance registration is required. Come on down and hear from Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities, Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing, and Greg Johnson from the Andersons. That's this evening at the Champaign County Farm Bureau Auditorium. The meeting gets underway at 7 o'clock. The Midwest Direct Hog markets today are called steady to the week on ideas that packers will be cautious buyers after wholesale pork prices fell sharply again on Friday. Terminals are called steady to lower tops from $45 to $48.50. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $45. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, September 8th, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 18,373 for the base market hog. On a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $59 to $71, a weighted average $67.03, a gain of 69 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47.91 to $54.71, the weighted average $52.79. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 19,988. The base price range was $59 to $71, the weighted average $67.67, a loss of 11 cents from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47.89 to $55.17, and the weighted average was $52.19.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather, AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. It looks like we're going to start out the week with some rain for the Midwest Corn Belt. It already has rained over portions of the belt, including southern Wisconsin, much of Iowa, back into Nebraska, in northern and west central Illinois. Over an inch of rain over much of southern Wisconsin and northwestern, north central, and west central Illinois. And an area from northwest through central and west central and southwestern Iowa also picking up over an inch of rain, as did much of eastern Nebraska. Now, this moisture is going to, and the cool weather associated with it, will slow maturation rates over that part of the Midwest here over the next couple of days. But drier weather will follow. It looks like high pressure is building in for the middle to latter part of the week in the western Midwest, and that should help improve conditions once again. And meanwhile, The weather system is moving slowly eastward, so that's going to continue to bring some locally heavy rainfall, and it looks like the central and eastern portions of the Midwest Corn Belt will get rain next. For Illinois and Indiana today, tonight, tomorrow night, in Indiana on Wednesday as well, some rain. And for Ohio, it looks like starting tonight and continuing on into maybe even early Thursday. That's how slow the system is moving. But after that, it does look like we'll have some dry weather and also warmer weather moving in. And it looks like a lot of places will get up into the low to mid-80s over the weekend, probably followed by some wet weather around the middle of next week. But right now, it does appear that better weather for crop maturation will come after this round of rain. Now, in the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, mainly dry weather is expected this work week, and that will help crop maturation in the eastern plains where there's some corn and beans, and very warm weather will be located out in that area. And that there's going to be a rapid dry down of the crops in the eastern Great Plains hard red winter wheat areas, but not where they're growing wheat that we care about, but more the corn and beans. In the middle of the wheat country, though, Looks like there will be some dry weather that can allow for some planting after some rains earlier this month and late in August. Of course, parts of south central Oklahoma and north central Texas are still extremely dry, but some areas out that way have gotten some rain the last couple of weeks. In the northern plains spring wheat belt, harvesting's well underway. Did start to get cold, though, over the weekend. It got down to 33 degrees at Grand Forks, North Dakota. That's in eastern North Dakota on the border with Minnesota. And that was a record low temperature on Saturday morning. So some frost might have affected some soybeans in that area. But most low temperatures were warmer than that. And more than a third of the crops in that area had already dropped leaves as of Sunday. But basically, that's a first taste of cold air. We don't expect any frost or freeze in our area over the next 2 weeks at least. And the maps are still looking plenty mild. So no real concern about frost or freeze here. Temperatures in the Midwest Corn Belt will remain warm enough here over the next couple of weeks to prevent the crops from having any problems with that. In South America, it looks like some rain did occur over the weekend in some of the wheat areas of southern Brazil, and that's also where they are going to be planting beans from southern Mato Grosso do Sul through western Paraná, western and central Santa Catarina, into the northern half of Rio Grande do Sul. Some decent rains did fall over the weekend. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson and Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 481 up three quarters, last trade down a quarter. March 490 up one and three quarters, last trade up a half. December wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 416 and a quarter, up three quarters, last trade down two and a quarter. March 434 unchanged, last trade down two and three quarters. September corn opened at 232 up a quarter, last trade down two and a half. December 246 and a quarter, up a quarter, last trade down one and three quarters. March, 260 unchanged, last trade down one and three quarters. May, 268 and a quarter, unchanged, last trade down two. July, 276 down a half, last trade down two. Redline December, 291 down a quarter, last trade down one and a quarter. November beans opened at 549, up one, last trade down two and three quarters. January, 561 and a half, down a quarter, last trade down two and three quarters. The July, 592 and a half, down three quarters, last trade down one and a half. September soybean meal opened at 157.50, down 30, last trade down 30. October soybean oil opened at 24.72, unchanged, last trade up four. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
USD reports are out tomorrow. I would think that trade today would be rather choppy.
I think you're probably right. I think it's going to be choppy to the downside, though. I semi had sell signals in both the weekly and the daily charts on corn on Friday. Of course, beans set new contract lows last week, so it leans towards a little bit more selling coming back in here as we get ready for the report tomorrow morning. I tend to think corn will be down 1-3 cents here today, somewhat dependent on what the wheat market does. Egypt supposedly canceled its tender over the weekend, and you've got outside markets kind of getting beat up here this morning, at least thus far. You've got energies under pressure. You've got your precious metals under pressure. I've got gold down $24 right now. So that may bring a little bit more selling back into this on top of the reports. But in general, people are going to sit here and wait and see what Uncle Sam has to say. Average trade guess looking for roughly a 152.5 corn yield and 41.9 bean yield. So those probably lean towards people trying to back off of some of what they bought late week last week. And I'm looking for stuff just to come in here under a bit of pressure early on. Beans could be down 3 to 5 as the day moves on.
The reports, of course, coming out tomorrow morning at 7:30 Central Time. If you want to go to our website, WILLAG.org, tomorrow morning shortly after the reports come out, you'll be able to see all the numbers. If you want the numbers delivered to your email box, just go to our website at WILLAG.org and click on the link that says subscribe to our newsletter, and we'll put them in your box shortly after they come out tomorrow morning. What about over on the Merck side?
Well, the hogs have come under a little bit of pressure here, and I think some of that is because of the big kills that we've been having. It feels like the cash market is a little bit weak this morning. I tend to think your hog market is going to slip a little bit further before it catches some pretty good support. Cattle is primarily just profit-taking out here is what it feels like to me. I think you'll see the cattle market find its legs again and push back up as the export program begins to build again.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
That's Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana, and he joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. AM 580 has a listener comment line. Give us a call at area code 217-333-0853. Let us know how we're doing with our agricultural offerings. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.